If I were to say I was absolutely sure that heaven is real, would you have any idea why I could be that sure? Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. If it were not so, I would have told you. That's it. You have it right there. If you anybody in the world wants to know why I'm sure about heaven, I just read it to you. Someone could say, well, have you ever seen it? No. But are you sure? Yes. If you've never seen it, how can you be sure? He told me so. Do I know what it looks like? No. Well, if I don't know what it looks like, how can I be sure? He told me so. Stop and think for a moment. If anybody ever lived on earth that would probably know about heaven, whom do you think that would be? Who do you suppose, of all the people that ever lived, would know, really know, something about heaven? Wouldn't it be Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God who came down from heaven? And what did he say about it? I just read it to you. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And that's exactly the ground on which I personally stand to this very day. Certainly I've seen no more than another man has. I'm just a human being here on earth. And yet I'm not just by myself. As a human being on earth, I have heard the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible. They've spoken peace to my heart. And they've told me, so far as heaven is concerned, that in my Father's house are many mansions. And the Lord Jesus emphasized it and said this word. If it were not so, I would have told you. I trust him. There you have it exactly. And I want to tell you that there's no amount of talking by anybody. Suppose somebody says, well, I haven't seen it. 10 men say, I haven't seen it. 1,000 men say, I haven't seen it. 10,000 people say, I don't believe it. So what? What do they know? Have they ever been there? No. Have they seen everything? No. Why should I pay any attention to them? I have a Savior. I have a Lord. I have one who gave himself for me. One who deals with me. One who right now is dealing with me, in whom I'm putting my trust. I'm committed to him. Every confidence I have is in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I've got. I've got faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ told me, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I'll step out and tell the whole wide world that heaven is real. I'll join in and sing any one of these songs about another world far, far away. It certainly is. And I will rejoice to sing the songs in which we will say that I shall see my Savior face to face. I certainly will. I'll enjoy singing when all my labors and trials are o'er, and I'm safe on that beautiful shore, just to be near the dear Lord I adore, will through all the ages be glory for me. I'll join in that. I believe it. When they ring those golden bells, I believe it. There is in the sweet by and by, we'll sing that, for example. I'll join in with that, any one of them, because he said so. Anyone thinking of heaven will always be brought back to the idea, this is what the Lord Jesus Christ came to talk about. And by the way, I am not interested to tell you where it is. I'm not sure it's north of, or south of, or east of, or west of, or above, or below. I'm not sure that you've got any kind of location to give it in a geographic way in space. I'm not interested in that. It belongs to God. It's adequate for me that it'll be where God is. Listen, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's where he is, in heaven, and that's where his mansions are. And I may say in that connection, while we're talking about it in this way, I'm reminded of this one idea. There may be much we don't know about heaven, much we can't tell one another about it, but I'll tell you one thing we can all be sure of. Anybody thinking about heaven would want to go there. And if he was in any way careless about whether he wanted to go, one thing I know for sure, that if you have a loved person on the face of the earth, if there's anybody you care about, if you have a child or a parent of anybody, any human being that you care about, and you think about heaven, you want them to go there. And by the way, I can tell you in the same breath and on the other side of my mouth that with reference to hell, it's exactly the same way. And what I want to tell you about that is this. A great many people may say they don't know this about hell, they don't know that about hell, they don't know for sure about this and for sure about that. But I'll tell you one thing. Nobody wants to go there. That's number one. And in the second place, they certainly don't want their children to go there. They certainly don't want their loved ones to go there. The Lord Jesus, bringing this very thing up, then goes on to say, the way you know, the way that you would get there. Whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas spoke up at that point. As you will see, we're reading in the Gospel of John. We're looking in chapter 14, and I'm just now looking in verse 5. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Then you have these famous words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I want you to notice the way that's written. I am the way, not a way, the way, the truth, and the life. There's just one way, that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. There's just one truth, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's just one eternal life, and that's in the Lord Jesus Christ. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. By the way, when you have this expression, no man cometh unto the Father, you will just take notice that he's not talking about God as creator. He's not talking about God as the almighty sovereign over all things, because every human being on the face of the earth has dealings with God the creator. And every human being on earth in the course of his conduct has dealings with God the judge. And every human being as he lives in this world is under the supervision, you might say. His ways are open and under the control of Almighty God, who is the sovereign God in providence over the whole world. But none of these things that I have said bring to your mind the thought of God as Father. But now when you come to this matter about him being Father, means you're the child, you're the son, and it means that you have been begotten of him, that idea. Now if you want to know the Father, you'll have to come through the Lord Jesus Christ, who was the Son. And this is the way in which this comes. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Philip at that point said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. In other words, let us see what you mean by the Father. Let us understand what you mean by the Father, and we'll be satisfied. And then you have in verse 9 this other wonderful statement. Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. In seeing Jesus of Nazareth, it's not so much that you see the Creator. It's not so much that you see the Sovereign God. It's not so much that you see the Judge of all the earth. But when you look at Jesus of Nazareth, you look into this idea that God himself begat Jesus of Nazareth. God himself gave his life into Jesus of Nazareth, so that Jesus of Nazareth actually is being indwelt by Almighty God. This is the truth. of the Christian gospel, that God himself will come and live in those who put their trust in him. In that sense, they are his children, because his life is actually in them. He that hath seen me, Jesus of Nazareth, with God Almighty in himself, hath seen the Father. And now as we go on in the verse 10, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. In other words, they were to remember that all the things the Lord Jesus had done, all that he had said, all that he had worked, was being done and said and worked by the presence of Almighty God in him. The Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. The words were from God and the works were from God. And in the last analysis, this is the best proof what actually happened because God was in Christ. This is the ground for our faith. Verse 12 has an amazing statement. Whosoever he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. This brings to our mind that Almighty God will work in and through his people. Perhaps some of you may wonder how you could possibly understand that. And I would just say quickly for the moment something like this. If you think that when he was here he called people to him, just think of some of the great evangelistic meetings that you've known about recently. Things that the Lord Jesus Christ never saw in his lifetime have been done now through his servants. Our God and Heavenly Father, help us to understand how in the Lord Jesus Christ we can come nigh unto thee and have all that thou hast prepared for us in him. For his name's sake we ask it. Amen.